From the farmers and ranchers at Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The Dairy Margin Coverage Program is meant to be a safety net for dairy farmers. However, Chad Smith shares that the program has some flaws.
The Dairy Margin Coverage Program is a farm safety net program that helps U.S. dairy farmers manage risk when the gap between milk prices and feed costs shrinks. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the DMC has been a big help to dairy farmers.
Farmers choose a coverage level at 50-cent increments up to $9.50, and the program will pay out to farmers when the national dairy margin falls below the selected level they chose. There's currently a 6 million pound production cap under the more affordable tier one level, and really it's the best safety net out there for dairy producers to protect their margins.
However, Munch says that recent years have highlighted limits in the program's effectiveness because it only covers milk prices against feed costs, which doesn't account for other input costs.
Labor, fuel, veterinary costs, and equipment, which combined have risen over 21% in the last 5 years. So in recent months, particularly in the second half of 2025, when feed costs were low, but these other costs were high, the program did not trigger, even though many dairies were unable to cover costs.
He said Congress can make needed updates to the DMC through the Farm Bill or other standalone legislation. For more information, go to the Market Intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Join us at the Crops and Cattle Conference. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Kansas agriculturists are invited to join industry leaders, innovators, and fellow farmers and ranchers at the Crops and Cattle Conference and Expo happening August 4th through the 6th in Kansas City. Farm Bureau members receive an exclusive discount on the registration fee. Learn more on the Crops and Cattle website. Kansas Farm Bureau is again recognizing outstanding mental health advocates with the Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and the Young Advocate of the Year Awards. This year, the awards are increasing to $2,000 per winner. The deadlines for applications and nominations are due July 17th. Learn more at www.kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter. Next Insights with Glenn Bronco.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insights with Glenn Bronco.
I'm Glenn Bronco, president of Kansas Farm Bureau. I'm a farmer and stockman from Pottawatomie County, a husband to Jennifer, dad to Isaac and Tatum, and the fifth generation to farm our family's ground. Agriculture has always been my passion, and leading Kansas Farm Bureau is an incredible honor. My Farm Bureau journey began more than 25 years ago at the county level, and that's where I learned the true strength of our organization. Kansas Farm Bureau's influence doesn't start in Manhattan. It starts with county leaders and members like you. I am proud of our legacy, but even more excited about our future. My goal is simple. Strengthen this organization and leave it even better for the next generation. In the months ahead, I hope to meet many of you and hear your ideas because your voice matters. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. Agriculture faces challenges, but I believe our best days are ahead. As the FFA creed reminds us, I believe in the future of farming with a faith born not of words, but of deeds.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.